Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 223, Xbox 360 Dashboard. This is the show recorded on the 31st of October 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello indeed.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Oi, that's mine, put it down.
I got emailed one of these.
Yeah, it's mine. Put it away. Okay. It says on it you get gold.
Does it?
Receive in-game gold.
Oh. Who knows? Anyway.
Who knows?
So, it is Halloween. It is my birthday. But because I'm cool, I'm doing GamerCast.
Unlike Adam, who has his birthday off.
Yeah.
And then doesn't return afterwards.
Yes.
Now for the news.
First up, Death Smiles.
So...
What's the dealio?
If you would have come to Expo, you would have actually seen me play this.
Oh.
But, you know, you had other things.
I had to have a day off.
Yes, you do. So, Death Smiles, which is a cave shooter, cable company in Japan, who make what are generally received as really good games.
Yes, that is... Do not put your feet on that.
Okay, I won't put my feet on it. I'll put my foot up here. I can't even put my foot up there. So Dead Smiles is a cave shooter. So it's a shmup, as I like to call them, or shmup. It's a horizontal shooter, not a vertical one. And instead of just being able to shoot the way you're going, which is generally right, you can shoot left and right as well.
So it's like Hellfire.
Did Hellfire have left and right?
Hellfire had loads of different options. Basically, out of the box, it would shoot forward, and then there was a option to make it shoot diagonally, and then there was an option to make it shoot backward.
Oh yeah.
Yes, and there might have even been other options.
Cool. Well, I'm not saying it's the first one, of course, but I'm just saying that it has that in it, so it's not just a shoot and write
fire.
Shooter.
A good game.
So Death Smiles originally came out back in 2007 in Japan on the arcades, and then got a 360 release, and then this year came out in America on the 360. And is coming out now on the 360 over here, thanks to Rising Star Games, who of course release a lot of, well, what could maybe be perceived as a bit more, I don't know,
Hellfire music.
I know. Perceived as lesser known titles for over here.
Lesser known.
Well, that's what I'd say. Can I have my show notes able for me to what look at? Thank
nope.
you. So the 360 version we're getting will be exactly the same as the American version and the Japanese version. However, in Japan they had the Mega Black Label release, and our European release is going to have the Mega Black Label contents inside of it, which will be it should be an extra playable character, extra stage, and the level 999 difficulty level. They have also said, because we spoke to a Rising Star Games person, they would love to be able to bring a collector's edition over here as well, just so you people have another reason to buy this again, because a lot of people will buy the Japanese, American, and European releases.
Yeah, it'd be nine Japanese months.
So it's a crazy shmup, lots of butts on screen. It was really cool. I played the original arcade version at MCM Expo yesterday, which was cool. I should have played the revamped version, the 360 conversion, because it looked quite nice. Because the one I played was really pixely. But it was still fun as well.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's coming out now. It's coming out 2011 at some point. They hope before April, I believe.
Yep. A bit of EA-related news now. Spare Parts, which is under development at Brightlight. And it actually looks quite cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks very cool.
Apparently Simon Pegg is single-handedly making the game or Sonic.
So, it's been announced now that Simon Pegg's
the guy from Mass Effect 2, for those that don't know.
No, he's not!
But Charlotte's character looks like him.
So, Simon Pegg, for those that don't know, he was, like, main guy in Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz. He was awesome in Spaced, and he also did a voice for Ben Finn in Fable 3 recently. And the new film
I noticed he was in that.
Yeah, the new film, Burke and Hare, which he's just been in, has come out now as well. And they've procured him, I think I actually read that.
Borrowed
right,
him.
Yeah. Used him to provide the voice of the computer in the game known as Conrad. and it's like a talking computer.
As opposed to a computer which cannot talk, yes. And you have to read it.
And so he does the voice of it. Game still doesn't have an official release date. It's hopefully coming out winter this year.
When it's ready.
And it's going to be about 800 Microsoft points.
Yep.
But cool. So that's drawing a lot of people to it now, that Simon Pegg's doing the voice. Because everyone's like, ooh, it's Simon Pegg.
Obviously, having a big name behind a game shows the sort of credibility that people have towards the games industry now.
Oh.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. In more important news,
yes.
Ooh, actually, I better not say that. Ooh, in less important news compared to spare parts, the new Xbox 360 dashboard is rolling out tomorrow.
Yes,
apparently. So yeah, I mean, we've had this for ages now. It is a lot more swish. Well, I'm not going to say it's a lot more swish. It's a lot more refined.
Mm.
And the sounds are more subtle.
Yeah, I like the sounds. They're really nice.
I mean, they're not as boom, boom, boom. I mean, the only thing is, it makes the phone sound out of date because the phone has sounds more similar to the old ones. Yeah, I mean, it's for people in the US, it's adding ESPN video stuff.
Zune music.
Hang on, Miss Mo.
I'm sorry.
Also, for the US, it's adding
Netflix.
Search. It's already had Netflix. Look, dude, I know, all right? It's shush.
Shush
with your shmup. It's adding search capabilities to Netflix. So in the US before, you couldn't actually search on Netflix.
You
had to scroll through everything and so on and so on. So now you can search for that, and you've also got ESPN. As well as that, Zune Music is launching pretty much like all the main territories where you can, if you've got a Zune Pass, you can use that and listen to whatever you want on your Xbox, which is kind of cool. But obviously only if you've got one, because otherwise if you've got music, you could just stream it from all the normal stuff as per normal. This update also has all the support for Kinect.
And the changed avatars, I guess.
And the improved avatars, which are slightly more proportionally realistic.
It should be good that this is going out now as well, because I saw a post on the interwebs that someone had received a Kinect game for review.
Yep.
And it broke their 360.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it wanted the update, but they didn't have the update.
Did the Kinect game not install the update?
No, it could not.
Why could it not?
It needed the update. And, well, no, it could install the update. The game didn't have it, of course. And the server with the update was not up. So
that's why it's going up tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it was constantly asking them. So every time they turned the console on, it would ask for this update.
All right.
And so it pretty much broke the console for a while. Of course, this will probably be mandatory, I'm sure.
Well, Kinect games will require the Kinect dashboard.
Yeah. And then as everything's changing,
if you log into Xbox Live, you have the update or you can't log in.
Yeah. Like how it always is, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be good, because then hopefully Xbox Live won't be really chuggy anymore.
Yeah, it's been a bit slow the last few days. And we've speculated it's been because maybe they've taken off servers to gradually roll the updates. So as soon as it goes live, it's on all their servers.
Which is good, but...
But then you've also had things like the Red Dead Zombie Undead pack released, and also sort of big things like that. Well, so there's that, a lot of big stuff like that.
And the Need for Speed demo went so slow when downloading.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't imagine many people would download the Need for Speed demo. But yeah, I mean, there's a bit of traffic. Maybe they have the servers offline to roll the update out onto them gradually. You know, who knows?
Yeah. Either way,
or maybe our ISP just has really bad routing to Microsoft at the moment.
Maybe.
You know, if it's doing a long trip round, maybe that's why. Let's do a trace route and find out. We'll save that for later. Bit of Capcom.
Yeah, Capcom news. So, news. Mr. Keiji... I never know how to say his name, but I just call him Inafune. Has now left Capcom.
Okay.
Who was quite a big head at the company. And he's just decided to leave. He did mention, though... a while back, how he was annoyed because he thought Japanese development was really bad and that Western development's really good.
I've been saying Japanese development is really bad for 20 years.
They're a bit behind in some aspects.
In many aspects.
The only thing is, it's like, you can say about Dead Rising 2 in that it's still really Japanese, but it's made by a Western company.
And it doesn't really have, like, the second one, it's still really just a verse one.
They need to implement, like, the European autosave kind of, the American autosave. I don't know who came up with autosaves first.
Let's face it, is similar to Quicksave, which PC games have had. Quake 2 had it. where you just hit F7 or F6, yeah, whichever it was,
and boom, it's like, boom, boom. If Dead Rising had that, a lot more people would play it.
Yeah, because that's the reason I've not started it up yet.
It just
because
kills
I know,
the game.
Because I know I'm going to be cussing, like, because I'm not sure really if I want to spend an hour really working on it.
And then end up dying or something.
And then end up dying and then lose half hour's play. I just don't feel like it at the moment.
You're totally on the edge. But yeah, so that's kind of annoying. But yeah, so he's left now. I'm sure they'll have someone else take his place and do a good job.
Ooh, and Kutaragi's looking for a job.
And keep Capcom, you know, in the loop and keep them up.
Bit of Killzone 3 news for those PlayStation fan noobs out there.
Yeah, so they've announced the Killzone 3 Hellghast Edition. So they're trying to do similar to what I suppose Microsoft have done with Halo in the past. There's not really many other masters.
So really, it's just a Halo 3 Legendary ripoff.
Kind of. So the Hellghast Edition, you get... they've done two editions, Hellghast and the Deluxe Edition. Deluxe Edition has an exclusive art book, bonus video content, and a super voucher with the game. And then the Hellghast Edition comes with a action figure of a cloaking Hellghast marksman. And then there's going to be...
A giant helmet.
Yeah, a giant Hellghast helmet for all to come inside.
Great, that sounds totally pointless.
Although I read from somewhere that, like, the helmet opens up and the stuff's inside it. Because someone mentioned it to me at work. I was like, oh, what are you talking about? So I looked it up and I was like, oh, so everything comes inside it. So that's kind of lame. I'd like a nice big helmet that's like a big heavy thing. So that sounds kind of crap. It's $130 in America at the moment. It hasn't been announced for over in Europe yet. But, of course, it's going to come out alongside the game. So it may come out over here as well, depending if they think they can make the money on it. I'm sure they'll release it. But, yeah. So there's that for anyone who's a Killzone 3 fan or Killzone fan. Lastly, or actually not lastly, this was originally last news. So Shinji Mikami. So we've had Inafune leave. I put it as this because I wasn't sure what else to put it as a show note-wise. So, okay. Inafune left Capcom. And now Shinji Mikami, he had left a little while back, I believe, Platinum Games. Well, I guess this was quite recent. He left Platinum Games and now he's made a studio called Tango Gameworks. And it's just been bought by ZeniMax. So now he's going to be making games for Bethesda. So this is the guy who...
Well, ZeniMax. They might let him have his own studio, surely.
Yeah. But... Well, yeah, people have just said Bethesda because they know what Bethesda... Well, they know of Bethesda more. So he's done lots on Resident Evil and stuff like that. And he's now there.
Okay. A bit of Golden Joystick news now.
Yeah, so...
So the winners were announced t'other day.
To be honest, I'm really disappointed in the winners.
Yeah.
So, Action Game of the Year, Assassin's Creed 2.
Meh.
Shooter of the Year, Modern Warfare 2. Racing Game of the Year, Forza 3. RPG of the Year, Mass Effect 2, Puzzle Game of the Year, World of Goo, which, to be fair, came out a while ago now. Fighting Game of the Year, Super Street Fighter 4. Sports Game of the Year, FIFA 10. Strategy Game, Plants vs. Zombies. I think that's alright.
Had Civ 5 come out. We had StarCraft 2
Civ 5
out.
Wasn't on there. StarCraft 2 wasn't on there. They were too recent to go on it, I think.
Oh. Yeah. What was the cut-off date for that, then?
So... The nominees were done, like, the early part of this year.
Oh, okay.
And then voting stopped 21st of October, and voting only started around August time, I believe.
When did Mass Effect 2 come out?
March.
Was that March time?
About March.
Yeah. All right, I'll let them off for now.
Music Game of the Year went to Guitar Hero 5. Online Game of the Year, League of Legends. I don't even know what that is, to be honest. Downloadable Game of the Year was Plants vs. Zombies. Portal Game of the Year, Pokemon Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Soundtrack of the Year, Final Fantasy 13. One to Watch, well, MSN One to Watch is Black Ops. UK Developer of the Year was Jagex, and Ultimate Game of the Year was Mass Effect 2. So, Red Dead was nominated for a lot of these things and did not win a single Golden Joystick.
Oh, well.
I would say...
I suppose Red Dead was leaving it a bit. No, but then if the vote went until August... I don't know.
So, I don't know. Because I saw that Red Dead was in a few of them. And, like, One to Watch, Black Ops, really? There's not better games coming out? I think I'd disagree with that.
Black Ops, boring.
And then just...
If you're a COD fanboy, get some taste.
And it's like Soundtrack of the Year went to Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, I don't know, lame.
I think a lot of those games, there's better stuff out there. I think it's cool. Forza 3 got a racing game.
Mass Effect 2, Ultimate Game of the Year. Alright.
It did alright.
Mass Effect 2's alright.
At least Modern Warfare 2 didn't get Ultimate Game of the Year.
Oh, for God. It's rubbish. They couldn't possibly give that game of anything.
Anyway, so yeah, that was the Golden Joysticks. They happened Friday.
Whenever that was, yeah.
Whenever that was, Friday. And yeah, so I just thought I'd mention those. Although I believe, in my eyes, that things could have won. But it's all public voted, so...
Yeah, we know what the public's like.
And then lastly... we've got Archie. I haven't mentioned MCM. So we've got Maijin and the Forsaken Kingdom, which is a new Namco game coming out, which is also developed by the studio who made Folklore and Folklore and that game that was the
game that's also the birth.
Is it Gaijin 2? No.
Don't look, dude.
No. Who cares? I said it wrong. Genji. Genji. So
Gay
Genji
game.
Came out on the PS2 and then Genji 2 came out on the PS3. So they made those two games and now they're making this game. So it's like a kid with this humongous, innocent, giant guy and you get him to like bash through walls and kill enemies and stuff. And the main thing is that there's a demo coming out. There's a demo out now that you can download.
Sounds fun.
Last type of news this week. Although, is it news? Is it news? I think it is, because it's not a review or a preview.
What else is it going to be, dude?
I don't know.
It's news, isn't it?
MCM Expo was this weekend. They've had record numbers again.
Danny was
I
there.
I went on the Saturday. Hey, it was alright. It seemed a lot... I think they've used up a lot more of the Excel Center this time around, because it seemed a bit more spacious. They didn't have so many tables really, really close to each other and stuff.
Good.
So there was room to breathe, which I found really weird.
Good.
So I don't know if maybe a lot of people went the Friday and then didn't go the Saturday or something.
Well, it's half term.
So yeah, that was cool. I didn't play any Marvel vs. Capcom 3, sadly, because the lines were massive.
Did they have 3DSs on display?
No, they didn't, of course.
Did they have Kinect on display?
No, they didn't.
Did they have anything on display?
I played Death Smiles.
Oh.
That was good. I saw there was Ivy Kiwi, Muramasa.
Spare parts.
No spare parts. There was Dead Space 2, Medal of Honor, Vista North Star.
Oh, great. Vista the Big Dipper.
Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 2. There was Dragon Ball Z. No, Dragon Ball Raging Blast 2.
Dragon Ball Z.
There was some Pac-Man Party game. There's loads of games on show. Yeah, it was quite cool. The game presence felt slightly bigger than usual. There were loads of people there to play games. Anime stuff was still quite big, but I don't know. There was a lack of good cosplay this year, is what I thought.
Yes, because
well,
Daniel's
this part of the year, because of course they happen in May and they happen in October. But no, I got some cool stuff, and there were cool games.
All right, cool. I think we've said enough about that, really.
We'll have a write-up on the website about it.
Yes, the website, www.gamercast.net.
To be fair, it felt like there was a lot less crap, because there was a lot of crap last time we went. Because when you went, like, they had that whole Extreme Gaming League thing with that racing game, the old...
Who cares?
Trackmania, and you were like, that looks mega old, and they had all that stuff on display and it seemed pointless, and they moved to the guests, so the guests weren't by like loud stuff going on. Because you remember
good.
When we saw Ronald D. Moore,
we couldn't hear Ronald D. Moore, he was like,
so they moved them, but they moved them into a middle area, so they were always surrounded by people, which I thought was a bit of a mistake, because they should kind of go against a wall.
Yeah, people up against the wall.
Sadly, they still had taiko drums.
Oh, shut them up!
And, like, I was talking to someone at the time, and then suddenly, I couldn't talk to them anymore, because drums started going. It was quite cool, though, because they had the Simon's Cat guy there, which was really cute. What are you doing? You grabbing my
carry
hand.
On, dude.
So they had the Simon's Cat guy, that was cute. And then they had some other stuff.
Yeah, come on.
It was fun. It was fun, as usual.
Yes, fun, right, cool.
Sad I didn't get a goodie bag this time around.
No goodie bag for...
So, I was told because we attended as press, we couldn't have a goodie bag.
Oh, couldn't Tim nick one?
But Tim lined up and wasn't given one.
Oh, so they were just giving you an excuse.
So maybe they just weren't giving them out this time. I don't know. I think it's a shame.
All right, whatever. All right, come on.
It was fun, though. And
yeah, it's fun. You said that.
It'll be happening again in May.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll have some Battlestar guests in May. Although Q, of course, was quite cool.
Right, thank you. Thank you for that exclusive report from something or another.
You didn't go this time, did you?
No, and that's good reason why I did not. Because Danny was good. I don't want to run in. Oh, hey, you're the guy from the... Go away. It's because Danny's my number one fan.
Uh-huh.
Yep. It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
Last week, everyone would have heard the following sound clip. Yep, so that's cool. Catherine guessed.
I don't know, wasn't it?
Yeah, she guessed she didn't know what it was. That is a correct answer. She did not know. Because if she says anything else, she would have definitely been wrong. The chat room at the time did actually guess what it was. So congrats to everyone in the chat room, because last week we did it live. This week we're not doing it live, because we're doing it at a silly time.
Yes.
So yeah, GZ, this week we've got something a little more bit different, and I'm glad Adam isn't here this week.
Okay.
Because I'm sure he might know what it is.
Okay.
So yeah, hard cheese, Adam. You missed an episode where you have an easy name in that game. Last week was Fallout 3. It was a bit from Tranquility Lane. Blah blah blah. Everyone knows that. You're the only person who didn't.
Oh.
Yep. So yeah, this week. Any guesses?
Now, that's kind of tough. I think Metal Gear Solid. But I'm not sure if it's Metal Gear Solid 2.
Why would I use a Hideo Kojima game? You know what I think about Hideo Kojima. Or Hideo Kojomo, or whatever his name is.
Kojima.
Whatever his name is, City Man.
So I think Metal Gear Solid.
You think Metal Gear Solid? Which one?
Metal
Gear, because it's what, 4?
Yeah.
5, 6, if you count rubbish.
Because there's PSP ones as well. Yeah,
rubbish PSP ones, which
nobody buys.
And
there was the ones before the PlayStation, but that wasn't one before the PlayStation.
Was it not?
No, because that was like NES time. NES can't have that music. Okay,
yeah, okay.
I think Metal Gear Solid.
They use the entire cartridge for the music.
I think the first one.
All right. If you think you know what it is, send your guess in to feedback@gamercast.net, and if you are right, I will read your name out on the show.
Yes.
So yeah, I need to say GZ Baxter, but I think I said... Did I say last week GZ? Oh, I don't know. GZ Baxter, for getting that right.
New releases this week.
First up is Football Manager 2011. This is out on PC. And is a, sequel to the uber cool football.
Yeah, pretty much the best-selling football manager sim that there is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're playing a football management game, this is really the game to play.
Yeah.
No offense, FIFA Manager. No offense, the new Championship Manager, but you are to lames.
Yeah. Nothing really sells better than this.
Nope.
Especially when they go on offer as well.
Yep.
When they sell like hotcakes.
Yep. So yeah, if you like your football management, obviously this is a thing to go for. GoldenEye game coming out.
Yeah, so this is a remake of the original N64 GoldenEye, which people, if they play games back in that era, will love.
What? Quake 2?
I loved GoldenEye.
Dude.
I played it
serious?
To death.
Are you serious? Look. You're trying to tell me as a console fan noob...
I used to play it multiplayer with people.
Are you trying to tell... Look, dude, we had Quake 1. Quake 1 online, man.
I had Quake 2 on N64.
A console version of a PC game?
Yeah, I know.
Don't make me lol.
I did not have a PC back then.
Too bad, because that's where it was.
Anyway, so they've...
They've what? Releasing this on the Wii?
Yeah, they've remade it for the Wii. But... It's not got Pierce Brosnan anymore. It's got Daniel Craig in it.
Is that the new...
Yeah, that's the new Bond. Yeah. So that's what I think is quite weird. So no more Pierce Brosnan in it.
Still on Pierce. You suck.
So it's gotten rid of all Pierce. It's put Daniel Craig in. They've remastered/remade the whole game. It's still got the multiplayer. It works quite well.
I should hope so, because that's the only thing it had going for it for the console moves at the time.
That's what all I played mainly. I mean, I played the story once, and then I just played lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of the multiplayer. So I played some of the multiplayer, and it was actually really, really fun. So I played at a Nintendo event quite a while ago. They have actually added Melee as well.
Well, Melee, so it's equivalent to Halo. Yeah,
because of course they never had Melee back then. But it works quite well.
You know, Quake Free.
Okay, Paul. Stop moaning about GoldenEye. Next up is The Fight, which is a move title.
This is outlawed.
So fighting, and there's multiplayer, and there's single player, and you're fighting with the move controllers.
Yeah, Farming Simulator 2011 is coming out. This actually looks to be a substantial improvement over the last one. And the last one wasn't too bad, considering, you know, the sort of...
it's probably the best selling... Money. One of these kind of things.
Money that's actually spent developing them. So yeah, that's a new one out of those. It's got multiplayer, supports gamepad, steering wheels.
Games for Windows. Imagine if it was Games for Windows Live.
Dude, if it was Games for Windows Live, I would have to play. Yeah. I would have to breed my livestock, and I would also have to mow my fields with my combine harvester.
There's cows and whatnot. Yep. But yeah, so...
You can hire AI people to help run the farm business.
You have to mod it as well, which is quite cool.
Yep, cool.
And create custom stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, it's got licensed vehicles, you know, for, I don't know, maybe do Ferrari manufacture farm vehicles?
No.
I don't know. So yeah, that sounds interesting for all those, because it actually does have a fairly substantial following.
Yeah. Pokemon Ranger Guardian Signs is out, so this is
Pokemon, we don't care about this rubbish. This is want Farming Simulator.
This is the third Pokemon Ranger title to come out.
How about a Pokemon Pirates game? Give me to rides.
So, as a ranger of Pokemon, you're trying to stop the Pokemon Pinchers with the help of your partner, which is
a rocket launcher
called Ukulele Pichu, who carries a ukulele. That's really weird.
Oh god, it's fun.
So yeah, it's another Pokemon Ranger game. So it's kind of, they usually fill in the void when there's not a new Pokemon game out, but they do sell quite well because it's got the Pokemon title.
Okay,
it just plays quite differently.
God of War game coming out on PSP, yeah. Ghost of Sparta.
New God of War game. This is not coming out on anything else. This is a PSP specific one.
PSP stuff.
Just like the other one was. Was it Chains of Olympus?
Chains of Dude Face in the Face.
Chains of Olympus.
PS. We are going to dispatch a Pokemon to kill you.
This will be out retail PSP and download PSP Go as well.
PSP Go.
Just a new story for Kratos.
Yep, Dragon Ball Raging Blast 2 is also coming out this Friday. We'll have a review up on the website middle of this week.
Yep.
For those Dragon Ball Z fans.
Well, this is original Dragon Ball. This isn't Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, yeah, but, you know, I wanted to get the Z in there.
Okay.
Z.
So this is coming out on 360 and PS3.
NGB.
This is a fighting game. It's also got storytelling told through cutscenes.
Blah, blah, blah.
And they claim it runs always at 60 frames per second. And has really smooth animations.
Yeah, always runs at 60 frames per second. I can make a game run at 300 frames per second. It would just have crap graphics. So are they really saying anything? Not really.
It's got more than 90 of the Dragon Ball characters as well, by the
Dragon
way.
Dragon Ball.
20 whom are new to the Raging Blast series.
Adam is not doing review, I'll point out.
No.
He could have done, but unfortunately, with his poor performance lately, we decided to not let him review it.
Next up, I want to get to this. Next up, another James Bond game is coming out, which is 007 Bloodstone.
Bloodstone.
This is the newest game coming out. This is not based on a film, but it just uses Daniel Craig, and then they also have Joss Stone and Judi Dench as well, helping with voices. Or should I say Dame Judi Dench? So this is a whole new story written for the game. It's got it's a cover-based shooter. It's also got hand-to-hand combat, and there's also driving as well. As well as that, there's a 16-player multiplayer that you can play on. And like this, like GoldenEye, these have had pretty much no marketing, as Activision only care about Call of Duty Black Ops at the moment.
Yep.
But for anyone who's interested in these games, they are coming out, so, you know, check them out. There may or may not be a demo coming out, but I do recommend, especially GoldenEye, but yep. Bloodstone is apparently quite good looking.
There's another Time Crisis game coming out, yes. Raising Storm.
I don't like that name.
Yeah, Raising Storm.
But it's spelled what? Raising, R-A-Z-I-N-G.
Yeah, I mean, surely it should be Raging Storm or something, yeah. You know?
So, new Time Crisis game, first one came out...
So, yeah, this is one of the gun games.
3 years ago, was it? It came out quite a while ago.
G-Con.
This also uses Move.
Oh, it's got Move support as well, has it?
Move support. So, I'm not sure if that means you can actually use the original gun that came with the first Time Crisis on the PS3.
That was a G-Con 4.
Yeah.
Or was it on the G-Con 3?
No, that would have been 4. 3 was PS2.
Oh, yeah, because they had 2 then, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so, not sure about that. SingStar Dance, so
trying to cash in on, for example, Just Dance and Dance on Broadway and Dance Central and Michael Jackson likes
them. So to sit alongside SingStar Guitar and SingStar, you've now got SingStar Dance, which uses PlayStation Move.
So they're really trying to blow out the SingStar series. Fist of the North Star Ken's Rage is also coming out.
Yes, on 360 PS3, this is the new Tecmo Koei, Fist of North Star, hand-to-hand,
based off the anime, fighting, beat people up game.
Guy with 7 stars.
Yes.
Big Dipper on his chest.
Yeah, so it's not really the North Star because that's a totally separate constellation.
No, I know, but that's how it was.
They decided that Fist of the Big Dipper would sound lame.
Yes.
Which it does.
So, this is recommended for any fans of the anime. I'd say old anime, but probably new anime too, not that I've seen it.
New.
Then also any fans of Dragon. Dynasty Warrior series and stuff like that. It's so combos and just button mashing, and it should be cool. I played it at Thingy, and there's a demo up as well on Xbox Live and PSN if you want to check it out.
Monopoly Streets is a super fancy Monopoly game.
Yeah, to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Monopoly, it comes to life through making a breathing, living city that you can build, own, and monopolize. So it's not just the board game.
It's not a board game. It's like a kind of...
It's
more
kind
like
of the board game, but... evolved, I suppose.
Yes, where you actually, like, you know...
You actually see your city.
Yeah, you see the building.
As opposed to you just pop the little cities on and the hotels and shit.
Yep. Don't say the S word.
I didn't mean to. It just came out.
Yes, the hotels and the... Yes, Cameron.
So, yeah. New Monopoly game. That's on a PS3, I think 360, DS, Wii.
Previews and or reviews.
One review this week, which is for Monopoly on Windows Phone 7. Buy it. It's £4. It's 200 easy G.
It's addictive as well.
It's 200 easy G.
That's all you care about. I haven't got the 200 yet. I'm still waiting on getting
noob.
One.
You noobie now.
It's quite hard to get.
You just need the skills.
Yeah, obviously I don't have the skills. But I'm quite addicted to it. I just keep playing it.
Yeah, Monopoly's alright. It's probably one of the better games on there. £4 is obviously kind of expensive.
Mm.
But if you factor in easy achievements, not ridiculously difficult achievements.
Yeah, that you'll
like,
never ever get.
Like some games, Bejeweled, for example, it's not bad. I mean, it's got stupidly over-the-top 3D graphics, in my opinion, which negatively impact load times.
Mm.
I mean, they could have just cut all the furniture out. We don't need to see the furniture in the room.
I do kind of like the animations on the pieces.
Yeah.
They're quite cute.
So they could keep all that, just take out the furniture and all that. Just have a board in, you know, empty space.
Yeah. It has a multiplayer, although only on a single phone, so you pass it around.
Yeah, this is the reason I knocked it down to 4 stars in my review. If it had multiplayer, network multiplayer.
Then I could play you.
5 stars.
And you'd totally beat me.
Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of it is down to chance.
Yeah, it is down to chance. Pretty much the whole game
is
down to
chance. I do have the strategies, which is why I've never lost a game of Monopoly.
Yes, you have.
When?
I bet that tells you you've lost a game, doesn't it? Because the trial counts as a loss.
I mean actual games.
Okay. We were tempted to pick up a Nintendo Monopoly from the MCM Expo, but we didn't.
Good.
So if you've got
Windows Phone, check it out. It's quite good. Like, it's Xbox Live game, so you can download the trial for it. The trial will let you do one lap around the board, which kind of gives you an impression of how it plays, but then it's Monopoly. You know how it plays.
Yeah, everyone knows Monopoly.
Yeah.
75 years old. So that.
Please do not accept Paul's recommendation of Monopoly as any recommendation for capitalism or any other bad things like that. Yeah, this has been a kind of a short episode this week because
there's not been much news.
It's actually been quite quiet this week.
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone's getting ready for the fairly big week next week and the week after.
Yes.
And the week after that.
19th is quite a big week.
19th with your silly Harry Potter mumbo jumbo. I'm way more looking forward to my favourite game, which is Connectables.
So, oh, yeah, that's a big release.
Thanks for listening this week.
Yes.
Any feedback?
Or letters? Yep. Anything like
any,
that?
Any jib jab? You got forums?
Answers to name that game.
You got feedback at gamercast.net. You've got Twitter, YouTube, Facebook,
Steam,
and so on.
Yes, that's true.
Just go to the flipping website. You know,
there's
whatever.
There's buttons everywhere.
There's buttons.
Click
and
on them.
Doodads.
Do stuff.
And widgets and.
And stoof.
Stoof, yeah.
And yeah, we'll catch you next
week. Catch you guys next week.
For some exciting stuff, maybe. Probably not.
Maybe.
See ya.